Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Tuesday and time for another slice of fresh bread. This entire week, our five-minute devotionals are found in John chapter 9. Jesus Christ meets a man blind from birth, and he heals him. The disciples want to know, is he blind because of his sin, or is he blind because of his parents' sin? Because they know brokenness is because of sin. And Jesus says, you need to see beyond that. You're looking for cause. Let me tell you, here's a sovereign God who has ordained this moment that in this man, you need to see not a cause, but an opportunity. And the opportunity is to see the majesty of God's grace, where a man's blind and now he sees. Well, obviously, the implication is we're born dead in our sins and blind. But when Christ comes in our life, that predicament of sin in our life, not because of our sin, but because of the inherited sin and the curse from Adam, that brokenness in our life can be turned around by a new Adam, the Son of God who has come into this world to save us from our sins, that we might have eternal life in Him. Well, now, what happens after this miracle? Well, look at verse 8. The neighbors and those who had seen him, therefore, as a beggar, were saying, is this not the man who used to sit and beg? Some said, it is he. Others said, no, but he is like him. He kept saying, I am the man. So they said to him, then how were your eyes opened? And he answered, well, the man called Jesus made mud and anointed my eyes and said to me, go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed and received my sight. And they said to him, where is he? He said, I do not know. Well, here is another moment where he is now healed and everybody is amazed. When God's sovereign grace comes into our life, this physical healing is a lesson for spiritual healing. When God's grace comes into our life, we're changed, and everybody begins to see it. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Now, that's being seen in this man physically, that he is now new. He is so new, some are saying, this can't be him. This can't be the same guy that used to be here and beg as a man that had been blind from birth. Jesus Christ healed me, and I followed what he said. He took mud, he anointed my eyes, and I went and washed. Now, of course, the standard joke is you got the account where Jesus touched the man's eyes in the Bible, and he was healed, and you got this account where he made mud, put it on his eyes, and he was healed. And so you got two healing ministries that come out of this. One is the Muddites and the anti-Muddites. And people say, no, you can't use mud because Jesus just touched him. And I'm saying, no, no, he used mud. The point's not the mud. The point's not that going to the Pool of Siloam. The point there is God, when he does a work in our life, will and does use instruments. But it's Jesus Christ who heals us. He keeps saying, it was Jesus. Now, I did what Jesus said, but it was Jesus that healed me. And now, he doesn't know who he is and where he is or anything yet, but he does confess. Well, folks, that is exactly where we are. Jesus Christ does a great work of grace in our life, whether it's physical or spiritual. But let's just talk about the spiritual. He brings us from death into life. We're blind, but now we see. We're deaf, but now we hear. And Jesus Christ uses instrumentation. He uses somebody preaching. He uses somebody praying. He uses somebody sharing. But those were the instruments. It is Christ that heals us. When that happens, you're a changed person. You're a new creation. You're not perfect, but you are changed. And your change is obvious. Our works do not save us, but our works, that is our new life, show people we've got a Savior, and His grace is greater than all our sin. We're not only forgiven from its penalty, we've been set free from its power. And then when people see that change, and when people see that glorious work, this can't be true. This must be a different person. Well, they're right. I'm the same person, but I'm a different person. I am a trophy of God's grace. And I'm grateful for all the instruments, but here's what I want you to know. It's Jesus. Now, this guy did not yet know who Jesus was. He just was confessing that the man healed him. So we need to be like that. We need to take the rest of our life and know more about Jesus so that when we tell people and confess we are what we are by the grace of God, we're able to tell people accurately. We'll never be able to tell them exhaustively, but we can tell them accurately about Jesus Christ. The one that saved us and made us new can save you and make you new. He may use mud. He may use a Baptist preacher, a Presbyterian preacher, a friend, a family member. I don't know what he's going to use, but here's what you can know. This Jesus, whom I'm telling you about, he can and will make you new. And that's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.